Hello, and thanks for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast. I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, and today I've got a fun one for you. It just so happened that I'm sitting down to record this episode on the last day of 2019. This is the end of a decade. And so I decided to make something fun and actually look back at this decade and compare where were we a decade ago, what has changed, and what has remained the same in all kinds of aspects that relate to managing engineers, running a technical organization, and actually developing software. These are just a few points that I think are interesting and have some key takeaways for you all, so let's get started. First of all, looking back at 2010, developer organizations are all talking about agile, of course, and that somewhat has remained the case today. But the lean startup jargon has just started getting major traction. People are talking about MVPs. You keep hearing that new term everywhere you go. And we are trying to think about the ways to develop software fast. Nowadays, Agile and Scrum have moved aside a bit. And what we're talking about is impact-driven teams, working in cross-functional teams, be it squads or task forces or what have you. And nowadays, people have shifted from having too big of a process for work in favor of something a lot simpler. Many teams I'm seeing nowadays have a simple Trello board or something of that sort that they use in order to manage their sprints, where a decade ago, we were just moving from those post-it Scrum boards towards more and more software. 10 years ago, people hated Jira much less than they hate Jira today. But the essence has remained the same. Agile, Scrum, Lean Startups, MVPs, Impact Forward Teams, all of this boils down to us trying to iterate as fast as we can and getting client feedback as fast as we can in order to learn fast. And I think what we all really, really don't want still to do, and we keep on doing this, is writing code that ends up nowhere. If you get to an MVP fast, you are not likely to be developing a product for 4 years before you realize there's no business there. If your teams are working in an impact forward mindset and they have a business goal that they need to move the needle on, they are less likely to be writing up some huge frameworks and over-engineering things only in order for them to feel good about themselves without having any business value. Second, looking back again 10 years ago, the cloud was just forming. We essentially only had AWS. The other competitors were pretty much nowhere to be seen at that time. And we were just learning how to make use of the clouds. Still, most of the companies back then had monoliths, maybe a single data store back then. You might have started trying your first NoSQL server. And today, we've got so many clouds, you can't see the sky. You have teams running services across 4 different managed offerings, only for them to use what they consider the best of breed in every single data store or queuing mechanism or push notification service. Organizations have more microservices than employees. You're ending up having to manage so many repositories that no one essentially remembers what each repository is doing, who's responsible for what, and onboarding has become something that companies have to invest weeks and even months in order for people to actually understand the ecosystem inside the company. What has remained the same throughout the decade is that we over-engineer whenever we embrace new tech and capabilities, no matter what. This will repeat in another point later on, but what you can learn from this is that your engineering team will tend to be doing way too much of whatever the tech allows them nowadays. They might end up creating too many microservices way before you can even manage them because you don't have the DevOps teams to accompany whatever it takes. We have to remain vigilant and make sure that we do not use tech for tech's sake. You have to make sure that your people don't end up making you rewrite, refactor, change languages every 2 years simply because that's what's currently hot. As much as we have to adjust for the market and whatever coders want to work with, there's a limit, and that limit is here. Another example is, of course, CI. Looking back a decade ago, we already had continuous integration systems, of course. But back then, this was only starting to become mainstream. People were talking about their Jenkins, and not having the build be broken was something that relatively new back then. And what we had is usually one build doing very basic stuff, usually only running your unit tests and then maybe allowing you to deploy your monolith once. And now look at what we've got. We've got this CI/CD world where we have huge pipelines taking assets from here to there, creating Amazon images, pushing things to Docker and Kubernetes, creating the most complex flows. And we have developer experience teams working on making sure that the devs are making the best of their time. We want to make the builds faster. We want to make the builds do everything you can. We want to discover any errors you have in your process as soon as we can. And you know what? This is great. I love the fact that developers are getting more attention to their own day-to-day work. I love the fact that we are getting tech that allows you to use your engineering team in a better way, that saves time, that saves errors, and saves on mistakes. I keep talking about innovation that comes from R&D, and this is a major part of it. Working on making your CI/CD faster to a point is a huge power multiplier. Of course, you cannot end up having 50% of your workforce doing this. They cannot keep tweaking it, but you do have to make sure that your engineers remain as productive as possible. These things tend to lower and degrade over time, and you want to make sure that you keep up at a great level. And I love seeing this trend over this decade. I love seeing the tools and opportunities we have. And I love seeing people who have actually now created amazing developer experience teams. You might call them platform teams, infra teams, DevOps, whatever. But these teams can make a huge dent on an organization. And whenever they are set up properly, they are amazing and I love it. And lastly, a decade ago, we had way simpler stacks. When you worked on your monolith, you usually had a single language. You had a handful of libraries you were going to use for ORM, data manipulation, maybe for using some networking stuff, talking to the database, and that's it. Nowadays, you spin up the world's simplest website, and you end up having a node models library with 500 different dependencies. No one understands their stack. Almost literally, no single senior, in quotes, engineer I see actually understands how their stack works from the bottom up. They do not understand how Webpack works. They do not understand how Node actually works behind the scenes and what that means and what it's good at and what it isn't. They do not understand how the cloud stuff that's happening is actually doing stuff for them. So they do not understand how the load balancers are working. They don't completely grasp what's happening when they deploy new code, and don't even get me started on what works when they do changes and deploys using Kubernetes. And this, frankly, is a big, big mess in my opinion. I wrote an article about 10 years ago which got, I don't know, 100,000 views on Reddit in like a single day, where I said, you owe it to yourself to be old school. And when I was talking about that 10 years ago or so, I said that even back then, you had to make sure that you understood what's happening down below. A good engineer working on a backend system has to understand how the networking works, have a mental model of how TCP/IP works, how the computer's memory works so that they can manage it properly, even if you're using a language where you don't have to care about memory allocation, and so on and so forth. And now, I'm trying to imagine what it means to be old school in today's landscape, and that's like, you understand how your build system works. I mean, come on. This over-engineering theme is getting way out of hand, and it's something that I'm really fearing. I keep advising my clients not to keep making their stacks more and more complex. Do not keep adding on more languages because you have a single tool that you think will make a single task better. The cognitive load that we're facing whenever we're adding on more and more details without really understanding how things work is simply makes things so fragile, you cannot even understand how things are working and whether they're working. Will that message you sent on Kafka always be read whenever you think it will be? I wager you right now to go on and ask your team how the specifics of our data store or queuing mechanism works, and you'll be lucky if 10% know it really good, even though that's where the bugs are happening. So what you can learn from this is that you have to work on focusing your team to use as little new tech and new concepts as possible so that it remains something that they understand, even if it's not as sexy as it can be, even if it results in less exciting blog posts. It means you're going to be focusing on the business and on the impact and doing what you want to be doing. I don't want to come across as an old grouch. I think that some amazing things have happened over this decade. I'm seeing companies being able to get to clients so much faster because right now it's so easy to get some server up and running and setting up a demo for a client. Having a demo in a client's hand has never been as easy as it currently is. You can test things so fast, and because you have so many tools and people everywhere, suddenly you can have A/B tests and check out hypotheses so fast and so accurately. We can get data from everything, and frankly, I'm jazzed. I want to see how 2020 brings on a decade where we create true, real, impactful R&D organizations. Will we create R&D organizations that bring impact and do not end up looking like the show Silicon Valley? I want to see organizations where engineering comes and helps product and helps the business. Be innovative, bring new ideas, bring novelty, and I truly believe that it's all in store for us all. So with that in mind, Happy New Year. Thanks for joining me. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.